Dr. Seth Moore is Director of Biology and Environment with the Grand Portage Band of Lake Superior, Chippewa. The Grand Portage Reservation is located on the north shore of Lake Superior in Cook County. Dr. Moore and his staff at Trustlands engage in fisheries and wildlife research projects throughout the year, and Dr. Moore joins us regularly here on WTIP to talk about what they're up to. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, Kara. How's it going?
It's going really well. Kind of strange spring weather, but I guess it is what it is.
It's really unusual. Like, we didn't even have a winter, and that's one of the things I want to talk about today is how the climate is possibly impacting our moose herd. This year, our moose numbers were significantly lower than last year's survey, and our numbers were more than 50% lower than last year. And oftentimes, as a biologist, when we do these surveys, we take our surveys with a little bit of a grain of salt, because conditions vary from year to year. The visibility from the helicopter varies. Sometimes there's more or less snow cover, which can impede your ability to see moose. But this year, I have two independent pieces of data that really caused me concern. First of all, our survey numbers were about 50% lower than last year. But in addition to that, we lost about 40% of our collared animals due to natural mortality. So when I have two independent pieces of information that indicate a significant drop in the moose herd, I need to take that seriously as a biologist, and I need to really believe those facts. So in addition to the population work that we do, we look at trends in different segments of the population. So what we're seeing is a general population decline over a long-term trend from 1990 to present. We're seeing lower numbers of bulls compared to cows. We're seeing fewer calves with the cows. And the thing that also causes concern is that our annual harvest, the subsistence hunt for moose, was the lowest that was ever recorded in Grand Portage. And so we know that this population decline that moose are experiencing isn't due to the harvest. It's due to natural causes. We did some necropsies on a couple of our collared moose that died. We sent them to a veterinary health lab for diagnosis, and one of those was positive for brainworm. The other was had hepatitis and liver issues, indicating likely liver fluke infestation. So two separate parasites appear to be impacting at least some of our moose.
Where do these parasites come from?
Both the brainworm and the liver fluke come from deer. Their natural host is a deer, and deer evolved with both liver flukes and with brainworm. So deer aren't at all negatively impacted by their presence, but moose aren't a native host to those two parasites.
Hmm. Pretty sad. I don't know what to say.
It is. It is. It's definitely something that I'm very concerned about as a biologist, and particularly as a biologist for the Grand Portage Band, which has subsisted on moose forever. It's something that the tribe is very concerned about, and we're doing everything that we can to try to sustain our herd. One of the projects that we're working on with this collaring work is to identify habitats that moose need so that we can protect those habitats and work with our forestry department to actually create new habitats that are beneficial to moose. And so this is how we intend to try to compensate for the high natural mortality that's occurring in the moose herd.
It's still a hot topic or hotly debated, I guess, whether, you know, there is a link between deer population and the decline in moose. And one biologist in particular, Dr. Rolf Peterson, seems to be convinced that there is a link. So what do you think the answer is?
Well, I definitely agree with Rolf that the deer are a factor in the moose health issues in Minnesota. And he makes a perfect example of that. You know, he's not seeing the same brainworm issues and liver fluke issues on Isle Royal simply because deer aren't present. So his moose herd is struggling on Isle Royal only because of climate change issues, direct temperature issues, and predation issues with wolves. And he's noticing that as his wolf population is dropping, his moose herd is rebounding. Here on the mainland, we have wolf predation, parasites, climate change, habitat manipulation. We have every possible factor that could influence an animal population, all impacting the animal population at once. And so deer are absolutely a factor in the moose population issues, and we've seen that time and time again with the liver fluke infestations and the brainworm infestations.
So what do we do about it?
Well, most wildlife managers or biologists in a position like mine have been asking for longer and more liberal deer seasons to reduce deer populations or at least stabilize their population growth. Some other things that can work in terms of reducing deer populations is ceasing to feed them during the winter months. Winter is a time when natural deer mortality tends to occur. And so because people are feeding deer, particularly down by the lake when they yard up, Lake Superior that is, deer populations are being held artificially high. And then when you compound artificially high deer populations with a warmer climate, it's a compounding effect of a much higher than natural deer herd.
Okay. Is there anything else that you wanted to add about moose?
Well, I actually got a custom fact from Hannah. I told her I was speaking about moose today, and so I got a custom moose-related biological fact.
All right.
And so here we go. A moose's front legs are a bit longer than its hind legs. And in addition to that, moose, because they swim, they can actually swim or dive to 20 feet deep.
No, I wonder if anybody's ever videoed that.
That would be something neat to see. I've never actually seen them dive before, but I would sure like to see it.
Well, excellent. Be sure to thank Hannah for that one.
I will sure do that.
We've been talking with Dr. Seth Moore. He's a wildlife biologist at Grand Portage Trust Lands. He's a regular guest on WTIP. Really want to thank you. We'll talk to you in a couple weeks.
Okay, thanks, Kara.